I'm Liz Pelka. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis is pledging to do whatever is necessary to aid rescue and recovery efforts after Hurricane Dorian devastated the Caribbean archipelago. The storm swept away entire villages and beaches, usually packed with tourists. Thursday will likely bring more grim news as what the storm left behind becomes clear after spinning over Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands for nearly 2 days. Minnis told a Wednesday news conference that the confirmed death toll was 20 on Abaco Island and that officials expected the number to rise.
As Prime Minister, I assure you that no effort will be spared in rescuing those still in danger, feeding those who are hungry, and providing shelter to those who are without homes.
U.S. President Donald Trump has sent the Coast Guard and urban search and rescue teams to help. The British Royal Navy, Red Cross, and United Nations are also rushing in food, medicine, and any kind of aid that may be needed. As Hurricane Dorian moves up the southeastern coast of the United States, it has reached Category 3 status once again. The National Hurricane Center's senior hurricane specialist Richard Pasch says the U.S. state of South Carolina's coast is feeling the effects.
They're currently experiencing pretty strong winds there, particularly around the Charleston area, and those conditions will continue and spread up the coastline.
Forecasters expect the center of the storm to move near or over the coast of South Carolina Thursday. President Trump is optimistic about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran after the U.S. took action Wednesday to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accuses of funding terrorism. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says the decision to withdraw a controversial extradition bill in the semi-auto